AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Pope Francis is considering adding a stop in Cuba to his U.S. trip in September. The Vatican says discussions with Cuba are at an early stage. Francis is credited with having helped the U.S. and Cuba reach their historic rapprochement by writing to the leaders of both countries and having the Vatican host their delegations for talks. Police in Phoenix say five adults were found shot dead inside a home in a suspected dispute over the family's business. Sergeant Trent Crump said the family had origins in Morocco. The language barrier and build of the house made it tough for the SWAT team to enter.
It is a two-story home, which created some challenges for us also, but ultimately we ended up finding three victims of gunshot wounds downstairs and two additional upstairs.
All were related. Two women and two children escaped unharmed. National Weather Service says a tornado touched down in western Oklahoma last night. One meteorologist says they don't yet know the strength of the tornado that struck near Sayre, but it doesn't appear the twister hit any major structures. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says the Florida postal carrier who steered his small gyrocopter through protected Washington airspace literally flew under the radar to the lawn of the Capitol. Doug Hughes is charged with violating restricted airspace and operating an unregistered aircraft. Private pilot Bob Russell doesn't think the gyrocopter stunt was wise.
From a pilot's point of view, it's a violation of so many different regulations, a lot of which are for our safety, and I certainly would not condone anyone violating a well-known regulation.
A federal indictment says an Ohio man traveled to Syria and trained alongside terrorists, then returned to the U.S. with plans to attack a military base or prison. Abdurrahman Sheikh Mohammed was arrested on state terrorism and money laundering counts. Sam Szymanski, his attorney.
The charges are expected, and we're prepared to enter a not guilty plea at arraignment.
This is AP Radio News. Nissan is adding 45,000 small cars to a previous recall after a Louisiana woman was injured by flying shrapnel from an exploding airbag.
So far, 10 different automakers have recalled over 17 million cars and trucks in the U.S. and 22 million worldwide because of the airbag problem. There could be as many as 30 million vehicles with Takata airbags across the United States.
That's correspondent Nikki Mayo. Fans say the long wait to see the new teaser trailer for Star Wars The Force Awakens at the Anaheim Convention Center was well worth it.
Maybe like 13 hours, and it was worth every minute. I knew I was going to get emotional, but not as bad as I thought.
Chewie, we're home, Han Solo says at the close of the brief teaser, prompting the audience to scream and applaud. The Force won't officially awaken until December. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.